Joining me from St. Olaf College in the Northfield, Minnesota, the Class A cross-country meet, Jake Andries Jr. for the Pioneers has just finished up his second state tournament race. And Jake, how did you feel out there on the course, difference between last year and this year?
I know I went a lot harder, I can tell that much for sure. And definitely higher place and time, and I think that felt it throughout the whole race. It was a hard race.
Talk about the course here. Does it compare to something you've run, or did you have to solely rely on last year's experience down here?
Well, we always come the night before and check out the course, so that helps. Real flat course, really nice course, honestly. Not one complaint I think I have about it. Really flat, everything's paved good, really nice. So, no, and the last few meets we went to were really hilly, and this one was pretty flat for the most part. So it's different than what we ran the last three meets, because those were all hilly, but we'll be okay. We were fine. Got the course down.
Last year it was probably about 30 degrees warmer. Much more comfortable to run here today in about 40 degrees?
I tell you what, Rick, I really like the heat. I think I run better compared to other people. In the heat, I can handle it better, but it definitely felt a lot cooler. You can tell that much for sure.
In such a big race like that, and you've run in Mille Lacs and you've run in big meets before, but what's the strategy? How do you go out? What's the mental preparation?
It's so intense here, Rick. You know, the mega meet is spread out. You know, you're going to have some kids that aren't as good. Everyone here deserves to be here. They're here for a reason. They're the best in the state. And it's so intense. You know, it's hard to have a plan. My goal was a 5:17 first mile and somewhere under 11, and I had that. I had a 5:10 and I think around 11:50, 11:40 something. So I kind of got to pick a time, depending on how I'm feeling too. It's kind of weird to run it too compared to most of the time in the year, you know. It's after school, you know, after the day. So that's a little different.
Do you try and pace yourself with competitors? I mean, guys that you know, you had Mr. Borash from Royalton right by you, you know, the kid from Benson that you saw in the section, or are you strictly your own internal clock?
Well, I kind of changed my plan from what I was planning to do. I was planning to go out easier, work up, keep picking off packs. But this year, I just went out too hard to where I just had to try to stick with packs. And I recognize a lot of the runners, you know, Noah Bundrick, he passed me late in there.
Howard Lake, yeah.
A couple of guys that I recognize, you know, that I should be ahead of or shouldn't, you know, or depending on who's out there. But it's intense, and there's tight-knit groups, you know. Everyone's pacing themselves pretty tough, you know. No one's going easy, that's for sure.
You don't just walk onto a cross-country course and run it. You put in a lot of work and a lot of miles. It's a very solitary sport. You know that in an individual sport, you're a wrestler. You know what it takes to get out there one-on-one. But talk about the preparation, all the miles and the time and the alone time with your own mind getting ready for an event like this.
Oh, it's a battle, Rick. It's a constant mental battle every day, you know. Getting up in the morning or after I do chores or something, I gotta go run. I better get more miles in. You have to be mentally tough in this sport. I don't think there's a good runner that's been mentally weak. You know, I just comes to my mind. We were at a meet this year and this girl was in fifth or sixth, and I was like, oh, that's pretty good. Got to a hill and started walking, you know, and I'm just like, that's not tough mental. You have to be mentally tough if you're gonna be good in this sport. Right, you have to mentally just want to go out there and get it, you know. So that's what you got to do, and I think I counted my total miles. I was at 750 when I checked the other day. So
750 more than me.
All right.
Okay, so now your cross-country season is done as a junior. You know, the Pioneer cross-country team, the girls put together their varsity squad late. You know, you've got sisters on that team. You've got a younger brother on the boys' team. You're going to be a senior now next year. Talk about the team, and, you know, you obviously are already a leader on this team, but as a senior now, how will you kind of transfer your individual to the team aspect of leading that team?
I'd like to get them all to run a little bit over the summer, you know. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. Even if we just did 10 miles a week for the girls or something, you know, that's going to help. If you come into the sport with a base, it's going to help a lot. The girls' team will be tough next year. If they all show up, all run, and have a good mindset, and something they can do really well, and Z talks about a lot, is that they really pack. They go in tight-knit groups when they run, you know. And they'll spread out throughout the race, you know, but it works really good to have a team that can pack. The Holding Ford boys did that really good towards the end of the year. They didn't run a good section race, but they were packing tough, and it's tough to beat teams that do that, you know. You have groups, you know, that are up there, and they can push each other and work together at practice. That helps a lot.
Talk about your support, starting with your family, your coaches, your teammates.
Oh, it isn't easy. I know I was stressing the weakest sections, and everyone at the school, everyone's so supportive, you know. Just telling me to relax, and I got it, you know, and I've done the work. I deserve it. But I have very good support, you know. Coming from peers where football's a big thing, you know, it's awesome that that can be a little different for cross country and everyone's respected and liked, you know. So it's definitely cool to lead a different sport too, you know, something that hasn't been successful in the last few years, you know. And everyone's been really supportive of me in my career, you know. Everyone really has. My family, I love looking on Facebook and the posts and the comments and the likes, you know, just checking what everyone's got to say, and a lot of texts I got this morning, Snapchats, you know, so it's really appreciated, and it's a mental sport, and support is going to help a lot, you know, when you're running.
Final question there for you, Jake. How soon will you turn off the mental switch from cross country and turn on the wrestling switch?
I'll give it Monday.
Okay.
No, we'll relax a little bit, get into the weight room the next 2 days or 2 weeks, and then go to wrestling with the new coach. It'll be exciting, I think.
Congratulations, Jake.
Thank you, Rick.
Jake Andries, state cross country ended for the second year in a row from the Pierce Pioneers.